happy this morning to have Dan and Candace Trafford this morning. They've come to share a little bit about discipleship makers and what God's doing specifically, I guess, at East Stroudsburg and in some of the lives that you guys are working with there, or God's working with there. And so at this time, I'll let them introduce themselves, and I don't know if you're both coming or just Dan.
I think I'm.
Just Dan.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow, what a powerful service. I'm Dan. I went to Mannheim. Name a wise kid or name a Haldeman, I graduated somewhere in between one of them. So I know that's how I kind of got to know this church. I became a Christian 5 years ago at East Stroudsburg through the ministry of Disciple Makers. I was thinking while you were talking about the power of God. I think our ministry, we really, you know, there's a lot of ways God displays his power to his people. The way our ministry sees that is just investing in college students' lives. We're not a really flashy ministry. We don't focus on really going on campuses and widespread preaching of the gospel. We really focus on equipping and preparing a few students for ministry. And we see God's power in him using us to change their lives. You know, we see students giving up sin, finally ending their struggle with pornography or working through it, loving Jesus more. And that's how we see God's power at work in our ministry. God's doing some good things. So we're at East Stroudsburg and Lafayette mainly. A year ago when I came, I was mainly at DeSales. But what's happening in our ministry is we're expanding around Pennsylvania. So right now we're on 11 campuses around Pennsylvania. It's a college ministry. And our goal is to be on 25 campuses by 2025. And right now we're actually on 18. So in this last year, we went from 11 to 18. We were at DeSales, but actually what happened is there's a full-time staff worker came and took over the ministry at DeSales who was going to be there long-term. Our time there, it was a Catholic, I think I shared last time, but it's a Catholic college. We actually moved there to spend most of our time at Lafayette College and East Stroudsburg, where Candace is finishing up. So right now we're primarily at Lafayette College. One of the big things that has happened there is African American outreach. So in all my time in ministry, I really have never worked with black students. But for some reason, this year at Lafayette, God has just given an open door with black students. It's been very hard. You know that the tension right now in the culture makes things difficult. There's a on many black students, there's a hesitation to open themselves to, you know, an older white male. I remember we have a Bible study, and one of the key guys I've been investing in Austin, he's a black man, he's from inner city DC. I could tell during the Bible study he was really struggling. He wasn't really paying attention. And I was like, afterwards we were walking back, and I was like, what's going on? And he said, you guys are just different. He's like, you're just different. I was like, are we not teaching from the Bible the right way? Are we being racist? He's like, honestly, man, he's like, you're just different than me. And it was a discouraging time for me, just seeing like, wow, there really is this barrier. Often that comes up between black and white. And he since then is, we've talked about it, and he's excited. It was hard for him. So here he is, this black student, and he has a friend, and it's him and a bunch of, you know, white guys in this Bible study. And that's a challenging thing. And I agree with him that there's differences. And what we've been trying to do is we can say there are differences between us, but with the gospel, we can overcome this. And So this next semester, he's a freshman, he's agreed to lead a Bible study, a basketball Bible study with his friends. All of the, for understandable reasons, a lot of the inner city students at Lafayette like to play basketball, and that's where we got to go. I was struck, we just recently had a conference, and the speaker was talking about John 4. I think it's Jesus at the well with the Samaritan. And what's amazing is that most Jews would go around, when they were traveling, would go around Samaria to avoid the people. But here you see Jesus go right through, and he meets this woman at the well. So here's this Jew going into Samaria where he's not supposed to be, and he's speaking to a woman. And in that time, culturally, you're not supposed to, like, Jesus was not supposed to be speaking to a woman. And not only that, she's had four husbands, so her reputation would have been as a sinful woman. And here he is alone at the well, giving her the water of life. And he just said, the speaker said to us, he's like, is that how you view your ministry? That you are a ministry that is determined to break barriers that the culture has set up. And that's been a big push for our time at Lafayette, that we want to be a ministry, even for Candace and I, we want to be people who are breaking down these barriers that our culture has set up. And you can be, that's one prayer request. You can be praying this next semester. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be messy. It's hard because it's like there's just such a, I'm sure you see this, there's such a sensitivity to our culture. I almost feel like a lot of what I say sometimes is race, like, will be interpreted as being racist. And there's a divide between students, and our vision this semester in Lafayette is starting to break down these walls that are put up. So you can be praying as we do the basketball outreach. I really want to enable this student from D.C. to lead and reach out to his friends and help him become a minister of the gospel. At East Stroudsburg this year, that's our other campus. So we spend half of our time at Lafayette and the other half of our time at East Stroudsburg. Candace and I have actually, this last semester, it's the first time we've gotten to do ministry together. So we were put in charge of the first year fellowship group at campus. So any transfer student or freshman student can choose to go to this Bible study. Each week we had about 20 to 25 freshmen, new students coming out to this study. And we just walked through the book of Romans. I think the one lesson we learned from doing this study together is just never assume that someone understands the gospel. Like, each week we're walking through Romans, which Paul couldn't make it clear of what saving faith is. But here you have these students, probably 15 of them grew up church. I'd say probably half of them could not articulate or really understand the gospel, that it's through Christ alone that we are saved. I find it's a lot of, and I guess we all fall into this, but believing that what we do saves us, or even that when we go to heaven, that our good works will save us before God. And it's that type of thinking that even for those in the church can believe. And every week we just have to remind these students that it's through Christ alone that salvation is found. And then they forget. And then we got to go again and again. And what's amazing, I think, is that often the students who haven't grown up in the church setting are understanding the gospel easier. Like, it's amazing, because I think maybe it's because they see their desperateness more. But a lot of these students are not Christians are really coming to understand. So that's been an encouraging thing. It's just heavy. I think it's been a heavy time of ministry. I don't know if you feel like as your life expands, as you get to know more people, I just find there's more heartaches that come. So we were like praying, like we had, at the end of the semester, we had a prayer time for our students. It's just amazing how the students were talking about. A few of them were going home and experiencing their first or second Christmas without their fathers. They lost their, died, and now they're coping with the holidays without family members. Four students, parents or grandparents were struggling with cancer and working through those things. And going home to, a lot of students are going home to families and are there right now with families where their parents are opposed to the gospel. And we're just sitting here like, it was just like, it's almost over when you deal with people and see how messiness sin makes life. You know, it can be overwhelming. We've just been thinking through how to minister to these students. And that's what we're really excited about, our work with Disciple Makers, I think, because we do, our ministry is focused on the on investing in a few people for the kingdom. You know, we look in the Gospels, we see Jesus spent a lot of his time with his disciples and investing in them. He did go to the crowds, but he spent a lot of his ministry was just investing in 12 men that then went and rocked the world with the gospel. So I think it's encouraging that we're seeing this happen, that we're getting to know people enough that they're willing to tell us that they're coping with this holiday without their dad for the first time. But it's heavy, like it's weighty stuff. I just think for both of us before, we kind of kept those types of things private with people, and just seeing it's new. It's a newer feeling to kind of really know people and understand what's going on. It's exciting, but it's been weighty. So that's some of the highlights of what's been going on at Lafayette and East Stroudsburg. A few prayer requests here. Candace is graduating in the spring. She's in her spring semester. She has a nurse. She's getting her nursing degree. So you can be praying for her final semester here, that we would finish strong. Pray for me. I think I'm finding I really struggle with unity in teams. I grew up, so football and track, and you were kind of, as a player, you were kind of told what you were going to do, and you really didn't have controversy. I didn't, with Coach Williams, I didn't argue with him, or have to think through with him, what play we were going to run. I was just told what play we were going to run, and that's been my experience with sports, and now we're in this, we're in this atmosphere where we're working with other ministers, and instead of us being just told what to do, we have to work together. I'm not very good, it's so hard to work together with other people. I find it's very easy to think that my opinion is best and fight for it and argue. And it breaks unity. So you'd be praying for that God would humble me, would just teach me how to interact with people without being, without running them over. It's been, I think, a trend. You can pray for a humble heart there. You can also be praying for the changes. There's big changes coming up in Disciple Makers. So we really, next year, we don't know where we're going to be. We could stay at Lafayette. We could also get moved into Reading. There's some new campuses popping up in Reading. So we're planning on being, we find that out in the next few months, actually. So you can be praying. It's been a real cost of ministry, like at the sales, being there and investing in a place for a year and then just leaving. It gets exhausting when you don't really get to set your roots in somewhere. So I struggled with that at the sales, and now just seeing that we're going to get moved again, it's just like it's going from one place to another is exhausting, and it feels like, relationships never, you get close and then you got to go. So you'd be praying for us through the transitions. I want to open up, are there any questions that you have? I wanted to open up a few minutes for there any questions?
When you meet with the students, do you meet on campus at one of their apartments, or is there a student center that you meet at, or where do you actually meet them?
Yeah, so we, once a week, we have large group meetings. So kind of like what you did, we, you know, we worship, and then there's a message taught. So that's kind of at both campuses, there's a central location for that where we meet all the students. And then throughout the week, part of our vision is actually training students to lead their own Bible studies. So at like this semester at Lafayette, there were four men's studies that met in different dorms, different of the buildings on campus, and they were inviting students out that they knew to that. So I'd get to go to the studies and meet students there. But then, yeah, as far as discipleship, usually go on campus and meet with a student for lunch and try and talk through. Sometimes it's about like the Eagles or something, but a lot of times it's like sometimes how are you doing with the Lord? They usually try and make growth plans for the students. How are you doing with, looking at pornography this week? Stuff like that. So that kind of happens throughout the week over meals or times together. And pretty much anywhere really. Yeah. Yeah. So it's different. So East Stroudsburg is a state school. So pretty much you can go onto state schools and do whatever you like. They have open air preachers coming on, and you can't really at state schools. At private schools, it's private property, so you have to kind of be careful of just going on and let me go share with the student about the gospel. But we do at Lafayette. It is a at Lafayette's a private school. It's a recognized group on campus, so we're allowed to be there. We just have to be careful of how we talk about things. The administration would be upset if word got back that we were just going out and evangelizing. So really that just means that, and we like this, that a lot of our ministry is through relationships. Like you have to know, we try not to just go up to random people and say, and evangelize in the sense of, do you know where your eternal destiny stands? A lot of it is like having the students we already know invite their friends, non-Christians, out to Bible studies and out to things, that it kind of gives an open door. It's a lot easier to talk to someone about Jesus when you already have met them and know them than just going in cold, trying to talk about it. So we really try and use the relationships that we already have with students to bring new students in to share with them deeper things. So it's a little tricky at times to know, and sometimes you just gotta let the Spirit, like sometimes you feel the Spirit and you're like, I feel like I need to share the gospel with this person, and you go for it. But a lot of it is relationships. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting at different culture, how different cultures are. So at Lafayette, you have this, like they're very science-minded and higher, like they're all very intelligent people, and there's much more skepticism at Lafayette College. Where at East Stroudsburg, it's like, I think we have a lot of success with bringing new people in, and people being just a spirit of, even among non-Christians, having a spirit of humility. Like, man, these are important things to understand. Yeah, I'd get a lot of students at East Stroudsburg are open to the second level of like, hey, would you want to get together sometime and talk? I'd love to tell you about, what we talked about in Bible study. At East Stroudsburg, it's like, it's easy. At Lafayette, it can often be, there's a lot more hesitation and skepticism, and you have to be careful more. That's kind of what we found, is it's different at each campus. Cool. Any other? All right. Scott, you ready? Are you next?